This is the Belton.
Leaders of the group of 20 major economies agreed on a final statement on Sunday that urged meaningful and effective action to limit global warming, but offered few concrete commitments and disappointed climate activists. The result of days of tough negotiation among diplomats leaves work to be done at a broader UN COP26 climate summit in Scotland, where most of the G20 leaders will go directly from Rome. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who warned on Friday the world was rushing headlong toward climate disaster, said the Rome summit neither fulfilled his hopes nor buried them. He said in a tweet, "Onwards to COP26 in Glasgow to keep the goal of 1.5 degrees alive and to implement promises on finance and adaptation for people and planet." The 1.5 Celsius threshold is what UN experts say must be met to avoid a dramatic acceleration of extreme climate events like droughts, storms, and floods. And to reach it, they recommend net zero emissions should be achieved by 2050. The United States says it's gravely concerned by reports of human rights violations that Myanmar security forces have allegedly perpetrated in Chin State, including setting fire to and destroying over 100 residences and Christian churches. In a statement Sunday, the U.S. State Department said, using Myanmar's other name, Burma, quote, "We condemn such brutal actions by the Burmese regime against people, their homes, and places of worship, which lays bare the regime's complete disregard for the lives and welfare of the people of Burma." The statement called for an end to the violence. The nation's been in turmoil since February 1st, when a coup led by a military chief ended a decade of tentative democracy. This is VOA News. A UN official said he discussed mediation options and possible next steps for Sudan with its ousted prime minister on Sunday, a day after hundreds of thousands of protesters took to the streets to demand an end to military rule. The outpouring of dissent posed the biggest challenge to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan since he toppled Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok's cabinet last Monday and arrested key politicians. The streets have been largely calm Sunday. Mediation efforts by the international community and within Sudan have been announced before Saturday's protests. No outcome has been reported. The coup took place 2.5 years after a popular uprising ousted the authoritarian Omar al-Bashir, who had ruled Sudan, Africa's third largest country, for 3 decades. Police in Japan say a man brandishing a knife on a Tokyo commuter train Sunday stabbed several passengers before starting a fire, which sent people scrambling to escape and jumping from windows. The Tokyo Fire Department said 17 passengers were injured, 3 seriously. The attacker was identified as a man in his 20s. He was arrested on the spot and was being investigated on suspicion of attempted murder. His motive was not immediately known. This was the second attack involving a knife on a Tokyo train in 2 months. In August, the day before the Tokyo Olympics closing ceremony, a 36-year-old man stabbed 10 passengers on a commuter train in Tokyo. In a random burst of violence, the suspect later told police he wanted to attack women who looked happy. Church leaders in eastern Indonesia called for calm Sunday as thousands fled to shelters after a 2-year-old boy was killed in a firefight between government troops and independence-seeking rebels. The restive region at the easternmost edge of the Southeast Asian archipelago has been the scene of intermittent clashes for decades and one of the world's longest-running insurgencies. Indonesian authorities said this week a 2-year-old boy was killed in an exchange of gunfire, while a 6-year-old was hospitalized for bullet wounds sustained during a firefight. There were later claims the rebels tried to take control of a local airport. Pakistan's government and an outlawed radical Islamist party on Sunday reached an agreement to end a 10-day-long and at times deadly violent rally calling for the closure of France's embassy and the release of the party's leader. Thousands of supporters of the outlawed party marched from Lahore on October 22nd toward the capital, Islamabad. They demanded the expulsion of France's envoy to Pakistan over publication of cartoons of Islam's prophet Muhammad in France. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.